200 years ago, Kentucky was the gateway to the West. For early settlers, the forests and fields were rich with what seemed an endless supply of elk, bison, turkey, and deer. The rivers and streams had a great diversity of fish and aquatic animals. Today, while many wild creatures are bountiful, human progress has presented many challenges for others. This is their story. Driving home support for the great outdoors. A Nature Plate update this week on Kentucky Afield Radio. The slogan emblazoned on them reads, "Kentucky, nature's finest." That is a nice thought. It could also be an optimistic goal. Even more so, it's something to live up to if it really is true. Is Kentucky the finest nature has to offer? Well, truth is, we find natural grandeur in all states and all over the world. But it's easier to focus efforts on our own home territory, all the while hoping people elsewhere will make similar investments in scenic beauty and nature where they live. One way is through the sale of environmental license plates. Kentucky has three. They're the colorful plates with the birds and the bobcats on them. There are over 58,000 on Kentucky roads today, which will translate to $580,000 this year alone. That says a lot for a government program that's totally voluntary.